And I'd like now to welcome Diana Delling. She's with the Lenzik Center for Performing Arts, and she's with us here many Fridays. Speaking of the arts, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you. Happy summer.
Happy summer and happy bog manuscripts. And
that's a cool project. I'm glad you had them on.
Me too. So what's going on this weekend?
Lots and lots of things. I'm going to start with tonight at the Lenzik. Tonight, the Yes Men will be appearing at the Lenzik.
Yes. This is,
yeah.
Yes.
Say yes to the Yes Men.
They're so great.
They are. And did you get a chance to talk to them?
I didn't.
Know if you did
Zaylee
this time
Pollan
around.
Interviewed them and sent me a piece to be played by them on this show, but I was busy with the Bog people, so we didn't get to it. But ladies and gentlemen, they are brilliant and hilarious. They do things like, they make websites that look like the real websites of corporations with their, you know, totally legitimate with their own domain names that they bought and everything. And then people call them to speak at conferences, and they go speak at conferences as if they were representatives of Dow Chemical or whatever. And they're true subversive impersonators. It's just amazing.
Corporate monkey wrenchers of sorts. And
yeah.
They'll be at the Lenzik tonight starting at 6. It's an early show. And part of the reason it's early is because tonight's the opening night for the Currents Santa Fe International New Media Festival.
Yay.
And the idea is go see the Yes Men and then trot on over to the rail yard. And I'm sure we'll be talking more about those events because there are so many. It's really the event of the weekend and next weekend, too, is that Currents New Media Festival.
Very much so. And I think it's really lovely that sometimes Santa Fe organizations cooperate with each other so that their openings and shows don't interfere with each other.
And the opening night, of course, I'll talk more about it, but it's from 8:30 to midnight, and that's another awesome thing, a late night Santa Fe event.
Yes, we love that.
Outdoors and free.
We love that. And starting at 6 o'clock, at 7 o'clock, there's a performance by the Flinching Eye Collective. There's also a, I don't know how you say this word, performance. Blue Terra, New Media Transforms Tradition. There's so many different things going on all through the evening. There's screenings once it gets dark on the side of the building.
Isn't that cool?
And they do a really great job at Currents. This is the fifth year that they've been doing it, and their ability to curate new media and installation and video and sound and stuff like that from all over the world and a lot from New Mexico also is amazing. There's very moving, beautiful, interesting, crazy work.
Some of it interactive too. I experienced that last year and I had never really experienced that before, and it's really, really interesting, and it'll open your mind to new art forms. Next Friday, if I can put in a plug for this one, there's part of the Currents New Media Festival, an event will be taking place at the Lenzik, and that is Super Everything. It's a live cinema performance, a multimedia performance that includes music, different kinds of video, graphics, motion video, it's video art in other words, at the Lenzik produced and directed by a pair of cutting-edge video artists from London known as the Light Surgeons. It's next Friday at the Lenzik. Please come. We need your support for Currents, so they'll bring more events back to the Lenzik. It's the first year they've done so. It's 8 p.m. next Friday. And find more about it on the Lenzik's website, lenzik.org.
So I wanted to mark the year's anniversary of the passing of our friend and colleague Diego Mulligan. It was this weekend last year that Diego passed away. It was a great shock and surprise to many. Although he had been suffering from a long illness, he was an absolutely indefatigable radio man who, even when he was sick, was getting, even from his hospital bed, he was getting on the air. He was, I think, broadcasting one or two days before he passed away. And wherever you are, Diego, at that microphone booth in the sky,
right,
I hope that you are hearing us praise you today.
And that you have a lot of new listeners, too.
So, let's see. We, I believe, do have a cat of the week.
I knew that was coming, and I'm glad.
Did you know? This week's featured cat is named Aldo. He was rescued during one of the trap neuter release programs near downtown Santa Fe. He's a little shy, but he loves to play and would do well in a home with other playful cats. Aldo is a handsome boy with a short coat and brown tabby markings, and he's just about a year old, and he's a cute little kitty. So if you're interested in adopting Aldo, please call 316-2281. That's in the 505 area code. You can write an email to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, and you can go to fnfnm.org, Felines and Friends of Northern New Mexico, making cats available, and not just the cat of the week.
I'd like to do a very, very quick recipe of the week, just because it's written by our own Rob DeWalt. Just check out page 59 of the Reporter, and you can see Rob DeWalt has a recipe for something called Buried Alive. It's a sort of strawberry shortcake, and
oh,
I'm so excited
goodness.
About it that I wanted to bring it and just tell everyone about this recipe, because Rob's a great cook, and
Rob DeWalt's
and
a great
looks
cook.
Really, really good.
He's
so
a great cook.
Check
He's
it
a
out.
Great connoisseur of food. He's got a column in the Santa Fe, in the Reporter here in Santa Fe, and we are delighted and cannot wait to make the strawberry sponge cake with lavender creme anglaise and whipped cream, ladies and gentlemen.
Even better, we could say, Rob, will you have us over, because we can make it and we can eat it.
Will you have all 70 million listeners of Northern New Mexico over to your house?
Please. You can call us later and let us know.
Exactly. All right. So what have we got? Whoops, that's next weekend.
If you're not at Currents, there's another place you should be this weekend, and it's at CCA tomorrow, because it is their 35th anniversary, and they are celebrating with an all-day party called Shebang.
Oh, yes.
And it's free, another great free event. They are the longest-running contemporary arts organization in the Southwest, and Santa Fe, of course, because we're in the Southwest. And they will have an all-day affair with fun entertainment, food, drinks, non-alcoholic drinks, but also there's a beer garden, beer from Dual Brewery, bands, art vendors, site-specific dance performances, food trucks, all kinds of things. It's all day starting, I think at 1. No, it's 11 to 7, absolutely free. And if you want more information, please visit their website.
CCASantaFe.org. You can call 982-1338. You can also go to my website, SantaFeRadioCafe.org, and look at yesterday's show, which comes up on the front page, and click on the short interview with Jason Silverman and David Carl, because they're talking not only about the Shebang, but about the film series that's going on, and the kickoff is this weekend. And among other things, they're having some freshly restored Charlie Chaplin short films. I am so going to that.
I love the CCA.
I do too. We all love the CCA.
Did you talk about this with those experts? Did you talk about Air Force, the new show opening over there? It's called Air Force, Aesthetic Experiments in Aviation. And it is experimental broadcasting is how they describe it in some ways, and describe the media. Albuquerque-based artist Lee Montgomery has experimented with all kinds of broadcast techniques. And now he is continuing his experimental broadcast using controlled vehicles designed to roam the skies with radio technology, a.k.a. drones. I don't know how to explain it. I haven't seen it yet, but it sounds pretty different. And it's also part of Currents New Media Festival because, of course, it has the broadcast video new media angle.
Excellent.
There's an opening reception tomorrow from 11 to 7. That was part of the party.
Wonderful. Yeah, CCA is a wonderful place to go. And nice campus, too. It's a beautiful place, indoors and outdoors. Now, here's an event which is on June 18th. I believe is that Tuesday or Wednesday of next week? I should really know because I
Wednesday.
Am part of it. Thank you. Wednesday at 6:20. I love the start times at the Jean Cocteau Theater. At 6:20 at the Jean Cocteau, George R.R. Martin is going to be doing a conversation, an interview about the rapidly changing book business, and it's a fundraiser for the New Mexico Book Association, and I will be the one who is interviewing him and having this conversation. Spoiler, there will be no conversation about the plot of Game of Thrones or any of the characters. This is actually about the publishing industry and books, and it should be really fun. It should be really interesting. So you can go to JeanCocteauCinema.com for more information. And there's a limited number of seats left, so definitely check it out. Yeah.
The Hills are alive this weekend, but it's the last weekend for the Sound of Music presentation, the play, of course, by Musical Theater Works. This takes place at the Greer Garson Theater at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. Last weekend, it's gotten some good reviews, and for more information, you can call 946-2468. You can order tickets in advance or at the door.
Excellent. Now, there's something going on at Opposite Books, and let me just find it. Here we go. Saturday, June 14th, that's tomorrow, the Santa Fe Writers Workshop is doing a student reading, and also on June 14th, that's at 2 o'clock, and then at 5 o'clock, Michael McGarrity is reading from and signing his book, Backlands, which is the second installment in his American West trilogy. And I was going to get him on shortly before his last big, his kickoff, but I was still sick, and we do want to get him on the air to talk about this, because he's basically accomplishing this giant, multi-part epic of the American West, and it's beautifully written. And Michael McGarrity, we know from his many, many crime detective, policeman, etc. books, but this is a whole new direction.
There's another event being brought to us by Lannan, another great Santa Fe organization. It's a lecture in celebration of Blooms Day. Now, the official Blooms Day is June 16th, which would be Monday. Yes. They are celebrating Blooms Day on Sunday this year. Blooms Day, of course, is the day in 1904 in which the events in the novel Ulysses by James Joyce take place. And every year, Joyce fans celebrate Blooms Day by reading and dressing up and talking and discussing and just celebrating his great novel. On Sunday, from 3 to 5 p.m. at the New Mexico History Museum, there will be a lecture called Leopold Bloom and His Adulteress Molly. Can This Marriage Be Saved? It's a lecture by Dartmouth Professor Emeritus James Heffernan, who has written a lot about Joyce, and he will be talking about the book, the novel, and how enjoyable it is to read, not just as it's known as a difficult text, but I think Heffernan's going to talk about how it's not all difficult and heady. It's just a great book to read, too.
Excellent. And opening tonight at the screen on the campus of the College of Santa Fe, wonderful movie theater over there, too, we have from the director of Meek's Cutoff, the film Night Moves. It's the fifth feature film from acclaimed filmmaker Kelly Reichardt, and it's a story of three radical environmentalists coming together to execute the most intense protest of their lives. The explosion of a hydroelectric dam, the very source and symbol of the energy-sucking, resource-devouring industrial culture they despise. So, and that's with Jesse Eisenberg, whom we know from The Social Network playing Mark Zuckerberg.
Right.
It's like I want to see him in something else, because to me he's so identified with that movie. And Dakota Fanning and Peter Sarsgaard. So that should be a terrific movie opening tonight at the screen. And lots of other good films there. So check it out. Check out their website. And go get yourself to the movies.
Tomorrow at the Santa Fe Farmers Market, in addition to all the usual fun and great fresh produce locally grown, much of it organic, there will be a book signing by Jane Barthelme. And she has written a book called Paleo Desserts, 125 Delicious Everyday Favorites, which are, Mary Charlotte, gluten and grain-free.
Nice.
It's a dessert cookbook for the wildly popular paleo diet, which I know is popular in Santa Fe. And one of the things that doesn't appeal to me about that diet is the lack of fun. Well, this looks really fun. If you're a sweets person like me, there's 125 gluten and grain-free recipes there for the healthy people among us. So check out the book signing tomorrow, 9 to noon. She will be at the farmer's market.
I would like to say that bacon is fun, and bacon is paleo.
You are right.
Thank you.
I apologize to all paleo bacon eaters. And I think the best bacon in town is at the Plaza restaurant on the Plaza. And
really?
If you have not experienced it, I'd like to treat you to some bacon soon.
Excellent. We will go to the Plaza restaurant. But, you know, there's a reason that we call this place the Santa Fe Bacon Company.
This is true, and I smell it every time I'm here and want some, so.
It is also very good here.
I have to say, maybe this is the best bacon in town. I take it back.
It's hard to say. I mean, it's sort of like
it's
pizza.
Hard to say with bacon.
There's good pizza everywhere, and some of it is better than others, but it's pretty hard to make pizza bad, and same with bacon. Okay, Teatro Paraguas is having something called the Santa Fe Story Spinners Improv, It's from participants of the Santa Fe Story Spinners 8-week improvisational workshops, and they're doing long-form improvs on Thursday the 19th of June and then short improv the following week, the 25th of June at 7:30 at Teatro Paraguas. And for those of you who haven't seen improv theater, it's when it's good, it is mind-bogglingly awesome.
I'm taking an improv theater class at the moment.
You are?
I am. I am definitely not mind-bogglingly awesome, but I'm trying.
I did that when I was in my 20s, and I was just awful. I was so inhibited that I couldn't. I wonder if it'd be different now, but I couldn't think of anything because I was so nervous.
That's kind of where I am, too, but we're going to move past that.
Yes, we are.
I have a feeling you know something about this lecture. It's the Luis Betancourt lecture.
Yes, we're going to have him on next week, but go ahead, talk about it.
Okay, he'll be on the show next week, but on Wednesday at the James A. Little Theater at 7:30 p.m., that's June 18th, Luis Betancourt, a professor at the Santa Fe Institute, will be giving a community lecture called The Fabric of Our Lives, Cities, Slums, Neighborhoods, and People. He's talking about how a city is less a place than a fabric woven from the threads of the individual lives interacting with it. Talking about how just differences in cities, what makes them feel different, livability. You probably know more about this than I do, Mary Charlotte, but I know he's a specialist in this area.
And it's really a new field of inquiry, studying cities from a kind of scientific perspective. So it should be very interesting to see what he has to say. And they do a terrific job on their community lectures. Years ago, sometimes I would go to the Santa Fe Institute community lectures, and there would be somebody talking like super nerd jargon for other super nerds, and I'd be like, hey man, I'm here, you know, what about the rest of us? And that hasn't happened for a long time. All their lectures are so accessible.
Are these things free?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, I might check this one out too, but George R. R. Martin and Mary Charlotte are the same night, so it's a...
People
need to make the difficult choices in life.
Yes, we do, don't we? I didn't even realize it was the same night. Well, anyway, we'll get them on the air before that, but... here's another event that's happening next week, Thursday the 19th of June at 8 o'clock in the evening, Drift Video Shorts. 8 emerging and established artists from the East Coast, West Coast, Southwest, and Europe, created by Eileen Olivieri Torpi, and that's at El Museo Cultural. It's part of Current's International New Media Festival, and Eileen's been working on this and other films for a really long time, so it may be worth it to just go over there on Thursday and check it out and look at the whole Current's schedule.
I saw their catalog. They've got a great website, and their catalog is long and full of cool things to do.
And I'll get you the website in just a moment.
Oh, I have it. I did have it. We will tell you. Their website is currentsnewmedia.org.
Currentsnewmedia.org. Thank you.
Thursday, the Rail Yard Park summer movie series continues with Repo Man, starring Harry Dean Stanton, Emilio Estevez, Tracy Walker, and more. I have not seen this, but according to IMDb, it involves young punk Otto, who becomes a repo man after helping to steal a car and stumbles into a world of wackiness as a result. The Rail Yard Music series is another great free event in our town. Check it out Thursday night in the Rail Yard.
And Repo Man is one of those movies that if you saw it in the 80s, around the time it came out, it was like, wow, man, this is really cool. And if you see it like 20, 30, whatever it is, years later, it really, it's a piece from its time. It's still cool, but it's like, wow, those were the 80s.
Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
That says it all right there.
The young, handsome and arrogant Emilio Estevez.
Yeah, yeah.
As opposed to the one that was in the movie about the pilgrimage across the top of Spain.
He was in that, yeah. And didn't his dad produce it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And was in it.
There you go.
David Geist, Geist Cabaret. As always, at Pronzo, playing the piano, singing, and making merry this weekend, Friday and Saturday night. And Saturday night, he will be joined by Julie Trujillo. That's at Pronzo. For more information, davidgeist.com.
There's an art-making workshop tomorrow from 1 to 3:30. At the New Mexico Museum of Art, which is there on Palace Avenue near the plaza. The art-making workshop is called Try on a Roll. It follows a conversation about Judy Chicago's power play. You can learn new drawing techniques using your hands and face as a reference. You'll make sketches, a drawing, and a mask as you ponder notions of gender. Judy Chicago, of course, the original, quote, feminist artist, who also has a show going on at the New Mexico Museum of Art. This event, the art making workshop, is free, but space is limited, so you can register by going online at the New Mexico Museum of Art, and that's nmartmuseum.org.
And we have an art exhibition called Show Me, comprising the current art instructors from the Tarnoff Art Center, and it opens tonight, June 13th, and it runs through the 19th of July. It's free to the public, and it's at the Tarnoff Art Center in Roe, New Mexico. You can go to tarnoffartcenter.org for more information, and it's just a wonderful place and terrific people, really good vibes up there at the Tarnoff Art Center.
Tomorrow evening is the Buckaroo Ball. It's the fundraiser that supports charities serving at-risk youth in New Mexico. Big annual event that's been going on for quite some time. Great fundraiser, and they'll be featuring the country band Asleep at the Wheel. The event starts at 6. It's at Buffalo Thunder. And if you still need tickets, you can call 603-0833 or visit buckarooball.com.
Buckaroo Ball.
I've never been to that. Have you? I mean, it's a...
I think I went once many years ago. But let's see.
A great cause.
Yeah, it's a great cause, and I think it's a great, like, cool event.
Yeah, one of the fun dress up in your cowboy Western gear, and
it's like people going in costume.
Yeah.
Western costume and having a good old time. I believe that today is the last day of the exhibition Feathers and Fur at Phil Space at 1410 Second Street, which is an exhibit of charcoal drawings by Claire Dunn. And I include it. Usually we talk about openings and not closings, but she does just such wonderful drawings of animals, including dogs and hummingbirds and things like that. It's sort of nice to go over on the last day of a show, too.
It's true. You can have a tour, an insider tour of the Santa Fe Opera, every Saturday through August 23rd. Refreshments are served at 8:30, and then a staff member-led backstage tour begins at 9 a.m. And the opera is really fascinating if you've ever had a chance to go backstage and see how it all happens. The productions are lavish, and there's a lot going on to make them happen. You can call 986-5900 for more information about these free backstage tours of the opera, which are every Saturday this summer.
Excellent. And don't forget the many dance and music events that happen all around town. Donna Howell always sends a wonderful email full of, I mean, it's really almost too much to read, but it's all the different kind of stuff that's going on. I always mention salsa at the lodge because that happens at 9 o'clock every Friday night. I think at 9 o'clock, 9:30 every Friday night. But also tomorrow, is it true that we have Arcos Dance presenting excerpts from Warriors, a Love Story at El Museo? Oh, yeah, I think that's part of Currents. And
and what isn't?
Raise the Bar, benefit for programs of Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, dinner, auction, and special performance at Las Campanas Clubhouse at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. The Rail Yard Reunion Bluegrass Band tomorrow night at the Cowgirl from 2 to 5 in the afternoon. Bone Orchard playing Americana at the Cowgirl tomorrow evening. Lots of bands playing at Warehouse 21 tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and it just goes on and on. But check out your Pasatiempo, your reporter, your local papers for all the dance and music events, because it's always good to go out and hear live dance and music.
Did you hear about this event on Sunday at the James A. Little Theater? It's the New Mexico Gay Men's Chorus doing a special concert titled We're Married, Now What? Of course, in celebration of and exploring the theme of gay marriage, We're Married, Now What? The concert starts out with songs about idealistic love and goes on to explore more realistic notions of marriage in music, which I think is interesting and sort of funny and cool. That's James A. Little Theater, Sunday.
So it won't be all 5. It won't be all Cole Porter.
No. No.
And that's the idealistic part.
I don't want to tell this to someone who's just been married, so, you know. You stick to Cole Porter for now, please.
Whatever.
And if you want more information, go to nmgmc.org.
And one more thing before we go, because the music is coming. Boy, that was quick. We didn't even begin to get through everything. But the Amigos Bravos has a monthly Water Matters lecture series. And they're always amazing. They just get the most terrific people. And this week, Brian Egolf is going to be speaking. It's on Tuesday, the 17th of June at 5 o'clock in the evening at the Santa Fe Community Foundation on the corner of Paseo de Peralta and Helena Street between Old Santa Fe Trail and Acequia Madre. You can go to amigosbravos.org for more information, and our wonderful legislator, Brian Egolf, will be giving a lecture about water. So check it out.
Good for Brian.
All right. Diana Delling is with the Lensic Santa Fe's Performing Arts Center. She's with us here many Fridays. Speaking of the arts, it's just great to have you as always.
Thanks. Great to be here.
And everybody have a wonderful weekend filled with currents and music and shebangs and whatever, all kinds of great offerings that we have here in Santa Fe. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org. Podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc. My email is radiocafe@ksfr.org, and we're on Twitter at radiocafemc. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Wonderful weekend. Enjoy the sun and the mountains, and be good to your dogs and your people.
Yes.
Ciao.